Now, a lot of you just got into crypto and you are asking me, how do I buy my coins? How do I know which ones to buy and all that? So I'm going to run a basic tutorial for you, for those of you who want to know how to buy WikiCat coins and other meme coins and even ISO coins, AI coins, whatever type of coins you want to buy or invest in this crypto space. I've got you right here. So let's get into it. I'm just going to show you the basics of how to purchase a coin or cryptocurrency. You must be aware, first of all, that there's a lot of scam out there and you have to be very, very careful. So I'm also going to take you through the tutorials of how to be more security conscious so that your wallet does not get hacked. Follow the series. Also join my WhatsApp through the link in my bio or the link down in the video description. You can also join my Telegram group by searching for Undervalued Crypto. To start, we will need a couple of things. One of the tools that we need, which is very essential, is what we call CoinMarketCap. So CoinMarketCap can be accessed by visiting the website or going to your Play Store or App Store to download the CoinMarketCap app. But this is what we are going to do. Right here in Play Store, I could just type CoinMarketCap. Okay, and I'll see the app. I can install, but for me, I just want to save space, so I use my browser instead of the app. You could also just go to your browser and type coinmarketcap.com. So we are currently at coinmarketcap.com. Okay, so let's say you hear of a coin like WikiCat and you want to purchase it. You tap on the search button at the top and then type in WikiCat, and then you wait for it to pop up. So you see it's right here. So I would scroll down here. Now this is the chart. You can see the 1 day time frame, how it looks like in 7 days, how it looks like in 1 month, 1 year, and the entire lifespan of the coin. I would scroll down and read more details on the coin if I want to. Now later on in my subsequent videos, I'm going to show you how to interpret market cap, supply, how to calculate all those things by yourself. And you can see here in 24 hours, we've traded 15 million for this particular coin. Now this is the most important part you don't want to miss. This section is the detail section of the coin. You can see the website, the socials. Let's say you want to join the WikiCat Telegram page. You can just tap on Telegram icon right here at the socials and it's going to take you there. And then you see contracts and you see two icons by it. You see the blue one and then you see the orange fox head, right? Which is the MetaMask. So those are two wallets that we can use to purchase our coin. What we are going to do is, the rest of the stuff are a bit technical. So what we're going to do right here is to tap on the right by the contracts. You can see the address. When I tap it, it changes color and then it says copied. So I've copied the address. Now this network, there are different networks. We're also going to talk about that. But this network is the Binance Smart Chain Network, what we call BSC Chain, or we can call it BNB Chain. It's all the same thing. Or we can call it BEP 20 Network. It's also the same thing. So now, when I scroll down again, I can see where all the places I can purchase WikiCat. I can purchase on PancakeSwap, Mexi, Gate, PancakeSwap version 2, LaToken. But when you see the name of, I think this is not updated yet, because you can still purchase on KSEX, which is the number 5 over here. And LaToken, I think you should still be able to purchase on there. But number 2, you can purchase on Mexi, which is an exchange, which simply means, because I don't have an account here, I wouldn't demonstrate that. But I have account with Binance and other platforms, okay? So for those of you who want to get onto Mexi, you can just sign up and then deposit some USDT through your bank card by connecting it. Maybe I would have to do a video for that. And then you swap WikiCat for that. Okay, so I've copied the contract. Remember, I'm going to go into my Penny wallet. So I can also get that on my Play Store or App Store. I go into Play Store and I type in Penny wallet, P-E-N-I, and then wallet. And then I see it here, right? It should say Mappy & Co. Limited as of August 2025. And then I tap on open. Okay, now it's detected the contract address that I copied from CoinMarketCap. And I'm going to say, I can choose to say ignore for now. And I'll click on get started and then create new wallet. And then I can set a passcode. Okay, so let me set my passcode. And then I can choose to turn on my biometrics, which I like to do. So usually it's going to capture your face. And then I click on continue. So everything here is zero, right? But the good thing here is that it has already added a WikiCat for us. Okay, so I can't demonstrate how to add it, but I'm going to select a different coin. So let's look for a different coin and see how we can bring it into the Penny wallet. So this is currently at 8 cents. I scroll down, I see the details, the market cap and everything, and I copy the contract address, and then I go back into Penny wallet token. So I can just click on add token, or ignore. I'm going to ignore for now and show you how to manually add it. So I'm going to scroll down to manage tokens, and then I tap here and I paste what I copied. And then it pops up because it's also on the Binance Smart Chain, remember. Then I activate by just toggling it, okay? And that's okay. And I can just clear everything, come back, and then it's there, the Kingdom coin. So let's say I have some USDT, I have some dollars in here I want to swap. Now, that is also another process for those of you who don't know how to get another token, maybe your USDT here or your BNB here. That is also another process that we would have to work out. But for now, let's say we have some USDT in here. I'm just going to tap on the Kingdom coin, and then I tap on swap, and then I'm sending USDT into the Kingdom coin. So I'm just going to toggle the swap icon, and the first token is the one that you have that you are sending into the other. So let's say I have some dollars or USDT here, and I want to swap my USDT to my TKC account. Let's say I have $100. That's what I'm going to type in there. Okay. And you see that $100 gives me 1,100 TKC coins. Then I tap on preview swap and then confirm swap. And then it's going to swap. But because I have insufficient balance over here, it says I have insufficient balance. Now let me give you a demonstration of how you would have to, let's say you need USDT in your Penny wallet, how you would get it. Now you can get USDT in your wallet by signing up on Binance or any other exchange, okay, and choosing that you want to deposit some money in the exchange through your bank card. Once you make the deposit, then this is what we'll do to send the USDT from that exchange. Maybe if it's BitGet exchange or Binance exchange, this is what we are going to do to send that USDT from that exchange into our Penny wallet. Now we are in BitGet exchange app, okay? And if you want the link to this, if you want my referral, just let me know. I'll share on WhatsApp and on Telegram so you can sign up. You can see add funds button over here. You tap on the add funds button, and then it says buy crypto with debit card, P2P trading, mobile money, third party payment. Whichever one of these methods you want to use, just choose it. Okay. I'll choose maybe credit card for now. And then I can just skip this. The minimum amount should be $15 or 14 euros. So I could just tap on buy. We have buy and then we have sell. So I can just tap on buy. And maybe I'm buying 500. And I change this to USDT or USD, depending on the currency that you want to purchase. Okay, so I change this and I type maybe $500, and I change the currency from ETH because it's set to Ethereum by default. So I type in USDT and I click on buy USDT. Okay, and then it says confirm your order. You are going to receive 479. That means it takes out $21. That's a lot. And then you add your bank card and you make the purchase. Now, when you're done with the purchase, okay, let me go back. You now have USDT in your account. It's going to pop up. So when you go to assets, the bottom right corner, you're going to see assets, and then you see USDT pop up over here. You're going to see it pop up here. So my USDT here is zero. You're going to see it as 479. Okay, now you tap on that, and then you tap on the three dotted icon on the bottom left side. And then you'd go to withdraw, okay, and then on-chain withdrawal, right? So we are now going to send the USDT we bought with our bank card to Penny Wallet. So I'm going to tap here. Withdrawal address is the Penny Wallet address, so we'd have to go to the app. When we get to the app, you go to USDT, and then you are receiving USDT into your Penny wallet. And then read what is at the top. It says, this is Tether USD address. Only send BEP20. Like I said, this wallet is only for BEP20 or Binance Smart Chain assets. Okay, we are going to do that for Solana and other networks later on. So I'll copy this address. Okay, it says address copied. And then I'll go to BitGet. And I'll paste this address here because I'm sending it to Penny Wallet. And then the withdrawal network, remember, don't choose any other. Choose BEP20 Smart Chain. And then you type in the 479 we are withdrawing, because I don't have sufficient balance. So that's what it says. And then withdraw. Then it's going to move into your Penny wallet. And then from there, you can make the exchange just as I showed you a few minutes earlier. So that's just about it. This is the beginner class for how to start investing in crypto. I've showed you how to purchase. Join my Telegram, Undervalued Crypto, or WhatsApp. By following the link in the description or on my profile. And let's get talking. I'll see you in my next video. Bye.